Our first session this morning is going to cover some of the latest trends and hot topics in the private equity space. We have a very impressive group of panelists who will share their insights and experience in the rapidly evolving PE market. Let me now introduce our panel. Our moderator will be Taylor Swift. Rita?
Like we're really letting people down here.
And Rita is well known to us as, most importantly, a terrific lawyer. So Rita's a partner at Sullivan Cromwell's Los Angeles office and serves as a co-head of the firm's global private equity group. Mario Perez, right at the end, is a partner in the corporate and securities group of Jackson Walker, with a practice including private equity and M&A. Rachel Masary is a managing director and the general counsel of Golden Gate Capital. Prior to joining Golden Gate, Rachel was a private equity partner at Kirkland & Ellis. Brittany Sakowitz is a corporate M&A and private equity partner in the Houston and Austin offices of Kirkland & Ellis. And finally, we have Matthew Matthew, who is a managing director and co-practice leader of Aon's Transactions Solutions team. More detailed biographies for all our speakers are in the materials you have. With that, I'm going to pass on the baton to Rita.
Great. Thanks, John. We're excited to kick off this year's Hot Topics in Private Equity M&A panel. Sorry to disappoint you all that I am not Taylor Swift, but I will do my best to make this exciting and entertaining. With that, we're going to kick it off. So I'm not going to go into introductions. John just kindly introduced the whole panel, and you'll get to know us more over the course of the next hour. And we're going to cover quite a few topics today, but we're going to kick it off with an overview of the M&A market, since we're the first panel in the conference. And we're also going to drive down into a little bit of what the M&A market has been doing. And then we're going to talk about a few sort of key areas of M&A, PE M&A, that we've been seeing over the past year, a couple little predictions for 2025. And then if there's time, which I hope there will not be, we'll get into a few common law updates that may impact private equity. And so with that, generally PE M&A, as everyone knows, has been in a bit of a slump since the boom of 2020 and 2021. But there are green shoots in both total M&A and private equity M&A. Total M&A deal value in the Americas in H1 was up 32.7% over H1 2023, which is great news for all of us. Deal volume still remains soft, so we have mega deals that are driving the values up, but the volume of deals are still low, which is still down 17.4% from H1 2021. None of these are in the slides, by the way, so you're going to have to focus on Tay-Tay over here for a little bit. And private, I'm never going to live this down. It's doomed. But PE volume is still low. The PE share of total U.S. M&A deal volume dropped to a dire low of 32.6% in Q1 of 2024, but a little bit opposite of what we saw in total M&A, which was really strong Q1, softer Q2. PE was slightly flipped with a softer Q1 and a strong Q2. And PE is now tracking 12% higher H1 2024 over H1 2023. And so other than the take privates is private and not publicly disclosed, other than press releases, which don't often show deal value, other than what people report to the league tables, there are a couple of other metrics that we use to track deal activity in the PE space and in M&A generally. One is HSR filings, which FTC HSR filings show a rally, late summer rally, with 218 FTC filings, which was the greatest number of filings since October 2022. And as mentioned, we have some green shoots in M&A, PE M&A, with some take privates. Take total U.S. take private deal volume was up 62 billion. We like to round to the nearest billion is helpful, which was up from 15.6 billion in Q1 last year. So a lot of activity, and as you can see on the chart, we had a late summer rally in the take private space